I am Plante on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The Vancouver Writers Fest runs the 15th to the 21st of October here on Granville Island and at other venues in the city. It's such a fun time featuring 100-plus authors. We continue the annual tradition of previewing the festival on this program with Leslie Hertig, who joins me now. She has had a long association with the festival, but this is her first as its artistic director. I'll get her to let us in on the various events, the great authors that are due to appear, including Patrick DeWitt, Deborah Levy, Rachel Kushner, Gary Scheingart, Buffy St. Marie, Kenneth Opel, and Jody Picoult, among many, many others. This year, a guest curator has programmed four events, the Métis author Cherie Demoline. Ms. Hertig succeeds Hal Wake and is the Writers Fest's third artistic director, following Hal and its founder, Al Malie. There is also, for the first time this year, Free Saturday, where events on Saturday the 20th of October, except the Literary Cabaret, will be free. 75% of tickets that day are available to reserve online. The remaining tickets will be available at the door of the event. Visit writersfest.bc.ca for tickets and information. Please welcome to the Plante Online program, Leslie Hertig. Ms. Hertig, good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So you grew up in a household of books. I had your father on the show once. And you worked in the book business. I guess that's been your career, right?
Yes, yes, it has.
Yeah, both in sales and in publishing.
Yes, and as a bookseller many years ago, that was one of my favorite jobs.
Yeah. So, and you've been on the board of the Writers Fest for years. So it just seems like a natural fit that you'd become its artistic director. What has this last year been like for you?
It's been a wonderful year. This certainly was my dream job from the get-go, and when I was offered this position, I couldn't have been happier. And it's such a wonderful team here at the Writers Fest, very collaborative team, and it's just been a pleasure to be working for this organization.
And it's a year-long thing. It's not like something that you start, say, a month before, you know, in September or something for an October
it's
event.
It's true. Yeah, absolutely. Even though it's a week away from the Writers' Fest right now, I am already beginning to plan and curate our winter-spring session, which is called Insight, which we run through the Vancouver Public Library. So we're starting to program authors that are touring in the winter and spring already.
And Insight's a wonderful thing because it's usually at the public library downtown, the central branch, and it's free, right?
That's right. Yeah, it is. And that's offered approximately every other week. We do about 12 sessions. Yeah. And then we have, of course, special events that run throughout the year.
I noticed on the website, looking at some of the special events, and I wasn't going to bring this up because a lot of them are sold out already. Is that right?
Yeah, we've had great luck this year with our special events. We've had some pretty wonderful authors to present and some really surprising events for us, like the Yotam Ottolenghi event, which is happening on October 31st, which sold out very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Ian Rankin sold out very quickly. Yeah, we've had great luck with those this year.
Yeah, and speaking of free, we were just talking about Insight a moment ago. This is new to the fest this year, and that's Free Saturday. Would you tell us about that?
Yeah, that is a board initiative. We are very cognizant of wanting to make the festival more inclusive, more accessible for all people in the Lower Mainland. So we decided to make all of our Saturday programming free of charge. And we've programmed events for all ages, for kids right up to adults. We hope that everyone will come down that day and join us for what we have on offer. We are holding up to 25% of the tickets for the doors, so that there should be tickets for anyone who wants to come down.
Right. There's one author that's coming to the festival this year, and she's got three events, Elaine Castillo from San Francisco, and being Filipino, naturally, I wanted to, and I've started the book. I got the book over the summer. I want to see her speak, and so I looked it up, and she's speaking at two other weekday events. Those are sold out, and the Saturday event, I managed to get a ticket for her.
Oh, good.
Because there are still tickets left for that, and so it's easy. You just go to the site, and you can reserve for it, and if you want to make a donation, I guess people are encouraged to do that as well, right?
Indeed. If a person can afford to make a donation, we would certainly welcome that. We'd like to offset our costs that are involved in offering up free programming.
Yeah.
But having said that, we really, the point of this really is to encourage just everybody, regardless of whether you want to pay for the event or not. And just to reiterate, even if you go online and try to reserve a seat, if it shows that there are no reservable seats left, that doesn't mean you shouldn't still come down, because we're holding 25% of the seats at the door. And I'm pretty certain, because of attrition, that we will be able to offer seats to just about anyone who wants one.
Yeah, so people like myself, if I can't make it that day, about 15 minutes before the show, you'll probably give away my seat, even though I've reserved
exactly.
it, right? Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And your predecessor used to say, when you'd come on the show to preview the festival every year, even if it's sold out, just show up, because usually there'll be a situation where someone says, you know, I can't make it, and
right.
leave their ticket at the door, and usually people can get in that way, right?
That's very true, yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
It also speaks of the great community that's cultivated because of the festival year after year, and you know this acutely because you've been involved with the festival for many years. There's a real sense the festival really is special, isn't it? I mean, the people that go there year after year, not just authors, but people from out of town who want to see these authors, and of course the team of volunteers.
Yes, we do. We have amazing volunteers, up to 300 of them, many return volunteers. I think part of what makes this festival so special is that it is set in this intimate setting down on Granville Island within these different venues that are all walking distance. We have a wonderful bookseller, Vancouver Kids Books, who provides us with a pop-up shop on the island where all the books are available. And we've managed to cultivate what is an intimate setting for some really important conversations. So we do two things here. We entertain people with the authors and the books that are being presented, but we're also aiming to educate and to open the door to dialogue, especially in this day and age when there's so much going on politically south of the border and here in Canada. We want to have these important conversations and present the authors that can speak to them.
What astonishes me year after year is the authors that come in with their books, and I guess it's luck, but it's also, you know, the publishing business. A lot of the books are awfully relevant to the times, and as you mentioned, you know, I mean, these are rather perilous times, and there's a lot here for visitors, for guests to chew over the next week or so, right?
Yeah. Well, that's certainly deliberate programming. We want to bring these topics to light, and we want to try to choose books that are going to speak the loudest to people. This year, one of the things that we've done for the first time is introduce an annual guest curator, and we were very happy to invite Métis author Cherie Dimeline to program four events for us in her own voice. So she's done that. She's programmed two events for youth and two events for adults at our festival. I think a lot of what she's going to be talking about, not only just Indigenous issues here in Canada, but issues around race, around acceptance, around inclusion, diversity, etc. So some really important conversations that Cherie will be bringing to the table as well.
Yeah, and so her role is exclusive to this year. So you mentioned four events, is that right?
She's programmed four events, indeed.
Yeah.
And she'll also be appearing in a couple of events as an author.
I see.
Because she's promoting her wonderful book, The Marrow Thieves.
Yeah. Let's go to the end of the festival. Unfortunately, I checked for tickets for this event, and it's already sold out. And it doesn't surprise me when I had Andrea on. To talk about her book about Buffy St. Marie, I mean, that'll be at the York Theatre.
Indeed.
And but that's an event, too, that people, if they really want to go, they should just show up and then see what happens in the lineup there, right?
Yes, definitely. Please do that. I'm not surprised that one sold out either.
No.
I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great close to our festival.
It's a great book because it talks about a lot of themes that a lot of us should be talking about in the discourse. And and people will get to see Buffy St. Marie in her own voice, if you will.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
Because it's a very powerful voice that Andrea has brought out in this book. I mean, that must be fun when you're looking at the books that are coming out for the season and getting events around them while they're in the city, isn't it?
Yes. Well, that one felt like a coup to us because goodness knows that having a conversation with Buffy St. Marie and her biography on stage is just a great thing to be able to present. And we knew that would be a popular one.
Yeah. What authors are you looking forward to?
Oh, that's a really tricky question because there are just so many of them. But I can tell you there's a wonderful writer coming to us. She lives in Greece, but she's coming via the UK, and I'm particularly interested to meet her. Her name is Sofka Zianov, and she's written a fiction title called Putney. It's a modern retelling of the Lolita story.
Mm.
That was a favorite. I'm very much looking forward to meeting Deborah Levy, who's also coming to us from the UK. She's promoting a trilogy of memoirs that she's been working on.
And she'll be talking to, she's doing, I think, more than one event, right?
She is doing a couple different events. She's doing our Sunday brunch on Sunday, October 21st. There's still a few tickets left for that one.
Yeah, and then she's also talking, doesn't she have an event with Marsha Lederman?
She is in conversation event number 75, and that one is in conversation, bear with me.
Yeah. I thought, when I was reading it, I thought it was Marsha.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
With Marsha, yeah. I mean, if you're a fan like me of Marsha, I mean, that's well worth a ticket to go see
Absolutely.
The two of them in conversation.
Yeah, for sure. And Marsha, as she does for us every year, is having another event, which is on Saturday, so tickets will be available for this one, the interviews with Marsha Lederman. And Marsha is going to be interviewing Essie Adugin, who, as you know, has been shortlisted for the Booker Prize. In fact, she'll be fresh from the Booker ceremony. She is going to be able to make it back to us for this event with Marsha.
Yeah.
Also, Rachel Giese from Ontario and Jep Robin, who is a wonderful, multi-talented Dutch novelist, poet and playwright.
And that's the other thing, too, people can find the guides, well, obviously online, but you can find them at public libraries and the sort throughout the city, is that some of these authors that you mentioned are not just doing one event, and you have to look through.
And, that's right.
And as I've mentioned, the Elaine Castillo author from the United States, she's doing three events, and so there's ample opportunity for people to see someone that they want to see.
Indeed, and I hope people will take the time to go online and have a good look at who we have on offer and how many different events they can choose from, because we have tried to program authors in at least two events, if not three, sometimes even four events, depending. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the Booker Prize. The Giller finalists, will they all be here for an event?
Yes. In fact, on the first night of our festival, Monday, October 15th, we will be presenting the short list of Giller Prize authors. Tickets are still available for that. That's at Vancouver Playhouse. Unfortunately, Essie won't be able to join us for that because she will be en route to the UK for the Booker Prize ceremony the following day. But we have J.L. Richardson, who is the Artistic Director of Festival of Literary Diversity in Ontario, coming to moderate that panel with the other four shortlisted Giller Prize authors.
And by the way, you mentioned the Sunday brunch. Are there people that go to both the Sunday brunch and the afternoon tea?
That's a good question. I hope so. That would be wonderful. We do have tickets left, a small number of tickets left for the brunch right now, and a few more than that for the afternoon tea. Mm-hmm. Really nice lineup of writers. And as I mentioned, that one author, Sofka Zinoviev, is going to be at the afternoon tea. So I'm particularly interested, along with five other fantastic writers.
It also seems to me, Leslie, year after year, the festival just seems to grow. In terms of attendance, and you mentioned kids' books and certainly book sales, right?
Yeah, book sales are very strong at the festival. I think people get inspired when they hear the writers speak in person, and they make their way directly to our pop-up shop with kids' books. So we're quite proud of the number of books we end up selling during Festival Week.
And that's the other thing, too, for people listening to us. If they see an author that they like, mm-hmm. They can. There's also opportunity, usually, most of the time, I would say, for them to get their book signed afterwards,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the great pleasures of going to a literary festival. You actually get to go have a conversation afterward with these authors, have them sign your book.
Yeah, and then have a chat with them, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And when you talk to authors year after year who come to the festival, I mean, I do on this show, all of them, I don't think I've ever talked to anyone who didn't have lovely things to say about the festival. I had one author on one time who told me about exploits that she found herself in, you know, after the festival with another author and just how fun being on the island during this week is for them.
That's great. We're very lucky to have the Granville Island Hotel as a partner. It's a great place for the authors to be able to meet one another and to socialize after their events. I think they come away with some special relationships that can last a lifetime.
And then the relationships with readers themselves. I mean, authors tell me just how the kinds of discussions and the questions that they get, say, from audiences when they come to town.
Yeah, we have great audiences, intelligent questions. We try to choose our moderators carefully so that those conversations are smart and interesting. I think we have to strike a good balance when we have so many different kinds of books being presented, so many different voices. It's important to strike the right balance and have the right moderator asking the questions to bring those conversations to the forefront.
So it's I can't remember the number of events during this week.
We have 84 this year.
Yeah.
And I should mention, just going back to the Booker shortlist, we have the wonderful Rachel Kushner joining us, and she is another of the Booker shortlisted authors. We had a couple of events planned with her earlier in the week, which she had to cancel due to her travel to London for the Booker Prizes. But we're very excited to say that she was able to swing back to us on Friday, October the 19th. And we have a new event that has been added to our program guide, event number 84, which is happening on Friday, October 19th at 6 p.m. And tickets are available for that. That will be Rachel Kushner in conversation with J.L. Richardson.
So that's on the website now, and people can read up on that. And yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned Marsha a moment ago. I mean, as someone who's interviewed people over the years, I'm a great fan of the great interviewers that we have in this country. And two of them will be hosting events. And so, I mean, if you're like me, I mean, it's a no-brainer to head down and watch them do their work. And that's both Sheila Rogers and Eleanor Wachtel.
Indeed, yes. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So Sheila is hosting a tribute to her dear friend who passed a few years ago, Richard Wagamese. Richard's posthumously published title, Starlight, is just coming out now. And we have invited a few authors, including Eden Robinson and Wob Rice and Cherie Dimeline, to join Sheila on stage in a tribute to Richard Wagamese.
Yeah, and then what's the name of the author that's Eleanor's talking to?
Eleanor is talking to an author named Onjaki. One name author.
Yeah.
And Onjaki is coming to us via Angola. He writes prose and poetry, but he's visiting us with a newly published book.
And I guess that'll be recorded for, say, Future Writers and Company?
Indeed. It is being recorded for Writers and Company. And there are still a few tickets left for that one as well.
Yeah. You grew up with books, obviously at home and through your work. How do you read? I mean, you obviously have to read a lot for this job.
Yeah.
Do you read both, say, the tactile book as well as, say, electronically?
I only read the tactile book, to be honest. I tried electronic for a while, and I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I am a bit of a book collector, I'm afraid.
How many books have you got at home?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. I inherited my mother's and my father's book collection.
Mm-hmm.
They owned bookstores for years and years. I fear that my house may collapse under the weight of the books that we've collected.
Well, there's no better thing to have in life. Isn't it one of the great luxuries to have books and have them around you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love them. I love them.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been such a pleasure speaking with you. You know what a fan I am of the festival year after year and the work that you all do. And I really appreciate your time today to tell us about this year's offerings. And we'll talk next year, I hope.
Thank you, Joe, very much for your time.
Visit writersfest.bc.ca for tickets and information, and do go right away, because as we mentioned, tickets for some events are already sold out, and they're going fast for the rest of the program. Leslie Hertig, the artistic director of the Vancouver Writers Fest, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.